Don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Maryland Department of Agriculture says avian influenza has been detected in a backyard flock in Anne Arundel County. Officials have quarantined all affected areas, and birds on the properties are being or have been depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the affected flock will not enter the food system. Backyard flock owners are reminded that they are required to register with the state to help protect the poultry industry from diseases like bird flu. Attorney General Anthony Brown is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to defend Medicare recipients' freedom to choose their providers. Brown has joined a coalition of 17 colleagues in filing an amicus brief asking the court to affirm a lower court decision recognizing an individual's right to receive care from the qualified providers of their choice, including Planned Parenthood. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Blue Jays this afternoon from Dunedin, Florida. Kate Povich taking the hill for Baltimore at 1:07 p.m. The Slim Man with a stellar spring so far in limited action. Here's manager Brandon Hyde after his last start against the Pirates.
He's been throwing the ball really well in camp. The changeup has come a long way through a lot of really good ones today. So really happy with the life to his fastball.
Povich's numbers looking good. 5 innings pitched, 1 hit, no runs, 7 strikeouts. Ravens news, defensive tackle Michael Pierce parting from the Ravens after 9 seasons, announcing his retirement from the game yesterday. Meanwhile, the team extending a $3.3 million tender to Ardarius Washington, re-signing Tylan Wallace and releasing safety Marcus Williams. Maryland men's basketball leaves for Indianapolis today in the Big Ten tournament. They'll take on the winner of Iowa-Illinois tomorrow night. Head coach Kevin Willard explaining one of the team's biggest keys to the season.
Really happy with the way this team figured out how to win on the road. That was kind of key, is, you know, with a new team every year, some teams learn faster, some teams take a little time.
After starting 0-4 on the road, the Terps won 5 of their last 6. Coming up in 30 minutes, Navy's dream season is over. And that is Stein on Sports.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
At 11:06. Here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, cooler fours here today, although look for a little bit of sunshine to mix in at times this afternoon. Mid-50s, down around or just above 40 tonight. Cloudy Friday, a little more sunshine mixing in tomorrow afternoon, upper 50s. Cloudy, milder, upper 60s Saturday, rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 44 degrees in Bel Air, 45 in Halethorpe, and 44 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. So far, I think we've had a great show so far. I know We even talked about a ton of different topics because, of course, we were very focused on the juvenile crime aspect. Now, I also want to thank our guest, Vicki Flynn, the assemblywoman in LD 13 in New Jersey. She joined us and basically laid out that, you know, New Jersey is very similar to Maryland. The only difference is voters had enough there. So they are voting red. Will that happen here in the state of Maryland? One could only hope. I did want to read a couple more text messages as well, because I know, like I said, a lot of you did text in about the juvenile crime. Let's see. I've got Elias says Kim K is stuck today on one topic. I am changing channels. Elias, sorry about your luck there. I got Jesse says, Kim, how have you not seen the movie A Time to Kill? You must watch it. Oh, because somebody did call in earlier and said they called me Jake or something like that. I will try to check it out. You guys, and it's no secret, if you're just joining the show, I rarely watch movies or TV. And it's not that I don't have it. Well, you know what? I don't have Netflix or anything like that. I'm sure there's many people like this. I'm not entertained. Like, I'm not amused. I think, you know, and it's probably unhealthy, because I spend a lot of time looking at the news, a lot of time, you know, reading, you know, whether it's about politics or, you know, candidates across the country. And it's probably very unhealthy. I should probably watch more TV, to be honest with you. Let's see. I've got some other text messages I did want to read here. Let's see. I've got Jay says, you were the best thing ever. Finally, somebody speaking the truth. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Keith says, Kim, I hate to admit it, but the first question that comes to my mind when seeing this is the issue of young boys being brought up without fathers. I would like to know if any of these boys had fathers in the home, because my father would have made me pay dearly for actions like that. Keith, that's a great question. And I will reiterate, and, you know, we did have the caller, Steve, again. Thank you so much for calling in. That area, Kingsville Apartments, you know, and people, they can try to deny this all you want. You can't deny it. That area is literally like a housing project, okay? It's nothing but Section 8 housing voucher holders over there. And they came from Baltimore City, as Steve, our caller, pointed out. The issue is, look, they might be in a nicer area with nicer schools and a nicer apartment, but they brought all of their baggage and their way of life and how they treat things, right? There's trash. If you go to that area, trash everywhere. Trash everywhere. Not only do these kids not care about beating up, you know, jumping some 12-year-old, the trash is ridiculous in this area. There were a couple years ago, there were in that area, you saw notifications that were going out about the uptick in rats and mice. Okay, they literally, quite literally, brought the housing project in Baltimore City to Baltimore County, made zero changes in the way that they live or raise their children. And so you have a Baltimore City housing project sitting in the middle of Essex. That's what happened. And then when you point it out, it's like, oh, you're wrong. Oh, you're racist. Oh, you're this, you know, all of that. No. That's exactly what happened. And that is the same as I said before. Kingsville Apartments, they had a huge sign supporting Johnny Osheski for District 2. Okay? Because those developers that have those apartment complexes, they love getting the Section 8 vouchers because it's guaranteed rent money that's going to be paid, and they can care less. They don't live anywhere near the area. And this is what we continue to deal with. But you know what? What did they say? Vote blue no matter who? That's what they say. I got Clay and Owings Mills sent in a text. Good morning, Clay. He says, good morning, Kim. The father said he only found out what had happened to his son when he saw the video. He said he thought something might be wrong because of how his son was acting. What? Clay says, his 12-year-old son is gone from the house and he's not aware of it. And then the kid is brutally beaten up and he doesn't know it? What kind of family environment is this poor kid living in? Clay, I'm going to guess Case's environment's not much different from those in Kingsville Apartments. That's the guess I'm taking. That's the guess I'm taking, because you're right. How do you not know? that your 12-year-old was just beaten down and humiliated the way that he was. The video started circulating, and it sounds like even after the video was circulating, it sounds like the dad didn't catch it even for a little bit after that. That's what it sounded like. Now, he could possibly not have social media, but I don't know how you didn't notice all the bruises and everything on your 12-year-old. Does sound like a sad situation, doesn't it? Ken texts him. He says, these kids need to be humiliated as well. Putting them in prison will not work due to them, what they did to the beaten up kid, and post their names as well. You know what? I suggested a while back, I don't know if you heard it, Ken. A while back, I suggested with the parents, why not? Remember when they had the J6ers that they were looking for? Remember they were like, oh, we're searching for this person. They were at the Capitol on January 6th. They had billboards up, and these are digital billboards, so, you know, they could just change them out easily. But they had billboards up with the people's picture from January 6th. And I said, you know what? If you can do this so easily with the January 6th people, why not shame the parents of these kids that are, you know, in and out of the juvenile system, has carjacked an individual 11, 12, 13 times? Why don't we start shaming some of these people? Maybe you can't put the kids on the billboard, but what about the mom and the dad? Can you put them on the billboard? Can you put like a family photo or something? Because you're right. Something needs to happen. Right now, we have no idea who these kids are. We have no idea who their parents are. All we know is that they're in the Kingsville apartment area. That's all we know. Carol Ann says, Kim, we are living in a godless society. If only people would live by the golden rule, do unto others as I would have done unto me. Yes, Carol Ann, it's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. I've got a text here from Charles in West Virginia. He says, good morning, Kim, and thank you so much for this topic. I have not watched the video, but unfortunately there is a mindset out there that it is not possible for racism or hate crime to exist when the roles are reversed. I spent 37 years in a very powerful union, and I had both my African-American union representative as well as my Muslim shop steward. They explained that to me very clearly when I worked in a place where I was the only white person there. Sadly, you cannot change people's minds on this, and only the Lord can. Have a blessed day, ma'am. Yeah, Charles, you know, and that is a problem. It is a problem. Let's see. Joe says, you don't care because BS. I'll call and text about whatever conversation is relevant. If I can't, then I'll stop listening. Joe, you called in about the teen getting, or he's not even a teenager, he's 12 years old. You called in about Kaysen. You called in about Kaysen, and then you sat there and told me that it was not a hate crime after you admitted that you did not actually watch the video. Yeah, where do you want me to go with that? There's nothing I can do. Matt texted, he says, it happened in the 90s. Governor Glenn Denning's move to opportunity program to move more Democratic voters into Baltimore and Harford County. Matt, you're absolutely correct in that. Johnny O. Sr., not to be confused with Johnny O. Jr., that's exactly what he did in Dundalk. Many people will point that out to you. He did the same exact thing. That's how they got their voters. That's how they remain in office. And that's how they make all their money. And I still ask the question, Johnny O. Jr., he's got a million-dollar home on the water, yet he's a former teacher and a public servant. How does that happen? How does that happen? How can you afford that? Oh, boy, I can't wait till Doge comes to Maryland. I really can't. Let's see, I've got a couple texts here. It says, not for broadcast. I understand. I will continue to read those on my off time. I do appreciate it. I got one here from Brian. He says, Kim, I moved out of New Jersey 22 years ago because the cost and traffic and crime were out of control and the Democrats in charge were running the state into the ground. After my youngest is out of high school, we are repeating the same process and leaving the cesspool and moving further south. Brian, I don't blame you. We're going to get into this topic, actually. This is actually, you know what, goes with the question of the day. We have the poll question of the day up at WCBM.com. I know it's, 11:17 already? I'm so sorry, we're just getting to this. But the big question is, do you think Governor Wes Moore will sign the business tax into law? That is the tax that's going to tax small businesses and large businesses in the state of Maryland at least 2 to 2.5%. Now, there was a lot of chaos in Annapolis yesterday, and I have to say that I enjoyed every moment of it. I really did. And I got some audio here for you because you have business owners that really just stormed the state house there in Annapolis because this is huge. This is huge. And I can tell you right now, we're, you know, and I even saved one of the social media posts. There are Democrats, right? There are independents, Republicans, Libertarians, you name it. They are all very upset about what's going on in Annapolis right now. Very upset. Now, are they talking about switching their votes? Unfortunately, not yet. Not yet. But they did go to stress to, at least I saw Delegate Moon sitting there and other delegates that try to blame Trump for our current issues. They did show them exactly how they feel about it. Take a listen.
One of the big questions surrounding this proposal is what businesses would face this 2.5% tax. The sponsor says he's open to changes, but throughout this entire hearing, it was filled with chirps from the audience as hundreds of people came to file their opposition to this proposal.
A 2.5% tax on services provided by one business to another is facing fierce opposition.
We have one bill today, 1554.
Delegate David Moon backing the plan in the House, telling a committee Wednesday he understands the concerns.
And it's been keeping me up at night, frankly, the last week as we close in on needing to make a decision. Nobody likes taxes. Nobody likes doing this.
Pointing to actions at the federal level, with the Trump administration cutting jobs impacting Maryland's bottom line, he says the fiscal outlook in the state requires revenue-generating ideas.
With the floor falling out on our fiscal ship, that we need more options.
But Republican lawmakers quick to point to the state's budget crisis before a change in leadership at the White House.
In sort of your preamble to why you brought the bill, you talked about, you know, you brought this obviously late after the normal filing deadlines in response to actions in Washington, D.C. But you would agree with me that the state of Maryland had a $3 billion roughly deficit just for this year, well before anything that's happened in Washington, D.C. the last 60 days, right?
That is correct. It's why I brought the bill last year.
The hundreds of people who showed up to testify against the bill did not agree with some of the points from lawmakers.
I don't know the answer to that. Okay. Okay.
Including the fact that the state needs more revenue to bolster social safety net programs as unemployment rises, stemming from federal job cuts.
I want to put it out there that this sucks, right? We're here in this position. Not because of what we're doing, but rather because of the consequences of an administration in D.C. and
okay, people are emotional about it, but if you can't remain calm, you can't stay in the room, okay?
I'm not trying to skirt the state's responsibility for getting out of the deficit. And this is why I want to highlight every single time that we started this conversation with billions in cuts. We are doing it. I promise you, we are doing billions in cuts. I promise it. They're slowing the blueprint. There's billions in cuts, more coming, and we have to make a decision with what to do with what's left.
As Governor Westmore pushes private sector growth, committee members heard firsthand from small businesses the impact the new tax could have on them.
This bill is bad policy, and it's bad for Maryland's economy.
Unlike government, we just can't, when we're looking at our budget, snap our fingers and increase the top line.
There's no reason to believe that it'll stop here.
Small businesses build communities.
But it's not just small businesses raising concerns.
This is the wrong tax at the wrong time.
Maryland's McCormick Spices telling lawmakers this plan could drive some of their operations out of state.
We're a global business. We're in 40 countries. We're competing globally against, you know, competitors in Singapore. And so why do we have a global headquarters in Maryland? Well, we grew up here and we like the state. At the same time, we have to look at our costs. We work for our shareholders, and our employees are a lot of our shareholders too. And so we would take a very careful look, and we'd have to say, on the increment, does it make sense to have this extra cost just to be here? Any element of our business that's not related to actually the physical plants could be moved.
Okay, there you have it. There you have it. Mackenzie Frost, Fox 45 in Annapolis, 2% on tax, a 2% tax on businesses. And I just have to say, first, I'm so proud of Maryland. So proud that they showed up. Shout out to all the business owners that showed up. Shout out to McCormick for standing up and saying, look, we're going to have to move things out of state. They needed to hear that. You heard Delegate David Moon. We talked about him often recently on the show because he's so progressive. But he was trying to blame Trump and Elon and even Joe Biden, really, if you think about it, for what's going on in Maryland as far as the budget and the deficit and the fact that they're trying to add all these taxes. You heard the crowd there booing because, look, here's the deal, David Moon, or Delegate David Moon, I should say. You have to respect that. Here's the deal. The room in which you were in yesterday isn't filled with uninformed voters. You were in a room with actual business owners that look at this all of the time, that understand their bottom line, that understand exactly what's going on, and they know that the taxes and the fees in which they're paying come from the state. You were not in a room where you could push this lie that it had to do with Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and even Joe Biden. You weren't in that room. And I'm glad that they said something to you about it. I want you guys to weigh in on this, of course. And I do want you to go to WCBM.com, take part in the poll. It's brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Governor Wes Moore will sign the business tax into law? Do I think it's going to pass the House? I do. Do I think it's going to pass the Senate? It just might, just because they're so desperate for money. But I want to hear what you have to say. Again, go to WCBM.com, partake in the poll. We'll continue as we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio, Dr. Alyssa Segev from Audiology Associates. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, who can wear an over-the-counter hearing aid? I'm seeing ads for these things all the time.
Yeah.
Who can use them?
So over-the-counter hearing aids are really meant to give accessibility to patients who otherwise wouldn't have it. The problem is that a good over-the-counter hearing aid is still about $2,000 to $2,500,
wow,
if not more, because they're still hearing aids, right? The cheap ones are just amplifiers, and that's too cheap is too cheap. So you still want some quality in that mm-hmm. unit. I really think they're geared towards someone who has a mild hearing loss, someone who doesn't need it all the time but is struggling in noise. A lot of the times as we age, we have struggle in noise, but hearing is normal. And then you can use those for those situational uses. But what we don't want is patients who are now purchasing over-the-counter because they think that is a supplement for what we can provide as a prescription hearing aid, and they're completely different. The things you can purchase are not even close to what we have in our offices that are true prescription hearing aids, and they are meant for a lifestyle versus situational use. And that is where if you really are frustrated, I think it's always worth coming in, and then we can decide. If it's really mild, we're like, go try it, right? You're not ready yet, but this can be really helpful for when you need it for X, Y, and Z, versus patients who like struggle all the time and need to hear their family and the doorbell and the TV. And really the best thing to do is to come in and then we kind of review the options with you.
Very quick follow-up question. And that is for those people who are getting an over-the-counter, does it deal with background noise? Yes or no?
Yes, but not a tremendous amount, right? There's some factors on there for technology, but it's not strong.
All right, Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, you're going to want to see Audiology Associates. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com, or you can certainly call 410-944-3100. Again, that's 410-944-3100, Audiology Associates, the sound choice in hearing health care.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galinia Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galinia, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.org/Maryland/events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland/events. See you there.
DC and Elliot in the morning.
Awfully clear. The drugs have worn off.
Rob Carson, midday.
Remember that Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney debacle?
Sean Hannity, afternoon.
Joe Biden partnered with the former Klansman.
Talk radio. WCBM.
All right, all right. If you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? I love the fact that so many people are weighing in today. I really do. If you haven't already, please go to WCBM.com. We're just getting to the poll question of the day, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Governor Wes Moore will sign the business tax into law? This would put 2 to 2.5% on businesses across the state of Maryland. Why? Because obviously they have a spending problem in Annapolis and they have no other way to pay for some of their pet projects like Kerwin Commission, Blueprint, whatever you want to call it, or the climate change initiatives, or the other nonsense that nobody asked for, like the study into the red line. And again, that question, do you think Governor Wes Moore will sign the business tax into law? Right now, 89% of you say yes, 11% say no. Of course, this meaning that it'll get out of the House and the Senate. I think it will absolutely get out of the House because they're crazy over there. The Senate, I think that there is a strong possibility. I know Senator Bill Ferguson has mentioned that he does not want to vote for this. But I don't know what choice they have considering, you know, this push for Kerwin. How else are you going to pay for this? Again, thank you and shout out to all the business owners that showed up. And again, McCormick showing up. I mean, think about it. McCormick Spice, they're busy. Okay. They're busy. They're showing up to Annapolis to wait behind hundreds of other business owners to give testimony to tell you how ridiculous this is. That means that they're serious. They're pretty serious. Also, really quickly here, if you think that we have terrible legislators here in Maryland, I did see the story. I just wanted to kind of put it out there to you. A lawmaker in Illinois pushed a bill to legalize attacks against police officers by people with mental health issues. Yes. Representative Lisa Davis sponsored, with two co-sponsors, by the way, House Bill 3458. This is in Illinois. And currently, if you attacked a police officer, it's considered aggravated battery, right? Which you would think it would be. But they're saying somebody with a mental health issue, they shouldn't have to be charged with anything because they have mental health issues. So literally, how would you define that, right? Could I attack a police officer and then just say, you know what? I didn't take my Adderall that night. I didn't take my medicine and I lost control. Yeah, I mean, anybody would say they would have mental health issues. There would be lawyers lining up saying, yeah, my client's got mental health issues. What's that police payout look like? You know what I mean? Like, are you kidding me? This is what I say. When we have to get these progressives out of office, I'm talking around the country. Around the country. When we get back, we'll talk more about what's going on in Annapolis. Also, Don Jr.'s endorsement. And Michelle Obama, did you know she started a podcast? She did. She did. And there are signs of DEI in aviation. That was revealed as well. I just want to bring you some audio because we were talking about this just yesterday. Come up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Just hours before his confirmation hearing, the White House withdrew the nomination of former Florida Congressman David Weldon to lead the CDC. The action reportedly prompted by concerns that Weldon lacked the necessary votes to win confirmation. As Trump economic policies begin to take hold, inflation shows signs of tapering off. Wholesale inflation increased last month, but by much less than in January. Facing a midnight Friday deadline, Senate Republicans hope today is the day they'll pass a bill to avoid a government shutdown, but they will need some Democrat votes to get that done. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin mapping a new course for the environmental regulator, cutting red tape as well as excessive regulations. Stocks lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 322 points. The Nasdaq off 233. More details, srnnews.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captain Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Dean Kramer continued his lackluster spring yesterday in Sarasota, pitching into the fifth inning of a 13-5 loss to the Braves. The first four were okay, but the right-hander allowing a couple of runners in the fifth, allowing seven hits, four runs, and two homers overall, bringing his spring totals to 12 innings pitched, 11 earned runs, and 6 home run balls allowed. Ryan Mountcastle homered for the second consecutive game, and today the Birds are in Dunedin, Florida. Kate Povich faces the Blue Jays at 1:07 p.m. NCAA basketball last night, Patriot League final. Navy denied their first trip to the NCAAs in 28 years by American University. 74-52 the final in D.C. AU head coach and former Terp Dwayne Simpkins after the game.
First tip of hat to Navy, formidable foe. Beat us twice in the regular season. First time, I mean, they whipped our ass. They took it to us.
But not last night, as the Mids finished 15-19 on the year. And finally, the move to expand the NCAA men's tournament to 76 teams is heating up. Big 12 Commissioner Brent Yormark is on the record as in favor and believes it could come to fruition beginning next year. This year's tournament begins 1 week from today. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens' big defensive tackle is going home. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Cooler out there today, mostly cloudy skies with a few peaks of sunshine through the afternoon. Highs today, mid-50s. Down around are just above 40 tonight. Cloudy Friday morning, more sunshine mixing in tomorrow afternoon. Cool, upper 50s. Warmer this weekend, mostly cloudy, upper 60s. Saturday, chance of showers Saturday night with an even better chance for rain on Sunday as we finish the weekend. High Sunday afternoon in the low part of the 70s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Are you concerned with AMD? Now protecting your eyes is easier thanks to new Nordics Blueberry Eye Supplements. Available now at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
She traveled this road.
All right. Again, happy Thursday to you. You're almost there. The weekend's almost there for you. You know, some people, you know what? I guess some people, not everybody works on Friday. So if this is starting the weekend for you, I'm jealous. But please enjoy. Please enjoy. It looks like we have good weather, except for Sunday. I think I saw there was some thunderstorms. But if you're in the Baltimore region, it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. So please enjoy that. Also, we were talking about the 2% tax that could end up on businesses in Maryland. Like I said, so proud of Maryland businesses for showing up in Annapolis yesterday. And somebody asked me if I could take off work here or actually have WCBM there at the State House. The only problem is, I guess it's not a problem, right? Maybe I could get with one of the Republican senators or delegates and then do the show from their office. I think we could probably figure that out. So I will try my best because I would love to be there. And I would love to interview some of those that are testifying on some of these crazy bills. So you know what? Let me try to figure this out. Real quick, speaking of interviews, did you know Michelle Obama has started a podcast? She did. Now, this is his podcast has been talked about on CNN, MSNBC, you know, of course, social media. But the numbers are very low on this. And maybe, you know, maybe it's just that she's just starting out. But she's doing this podcast with her brother. Take a listen.
Hey, TikTok. It's Michelle Obama, and I'm here with my big brother, Craig.
Hey, everybody.
We're here because we're excited to announce the launch of our new podcast called IMO with Michelle Obama and Craig Robinson.
And we just posted the trailer if you want to check it out.
Check it out. Thanks, you guys. See you soon.
All right. Doesn't that sound exciting? Look, you know what? She's just starting out. And trust me, it probably isn't easy to start a podcast without having, you know, any experience of doing anything before that in the podcast world, I guess you could say. But I did note, because of course I was looking at this, and Patrick Bet-David, he even posted about it. He said, Michelle Obama and Gavin Newsom, they started a podcast within 2 weeks of each other. He said, Michelle has 57 million Instagram followers and 22 million X followers, but only 14,000 subscribed after four videos. He then went on to say, so as far as Newsom, he is outperforming Michelle by far. He said that he's got about millions upon views, whether he put it, but apparently Gavin Newsom posted in different areas, not just on Instagram and X. He also noted that Barack Obama's podcast back in 2021 lasted 8 episodes before Spotify did not renew the deal. And then I guess Barack and Michelle Obama had previously launched the Michelle Obama podcast in 2020, which only lasted for 9 episodes. So I said that this is interesting. Yeah, because if you look at it, yeah, this is very interesting. You got 14,000 subscribers on Michelle's YouTube channel, whereas Gavin Newsom started out and he's got 20,000, but he's getting more views per video. But that also could be because he's had on like Charlie Kirk and others. That could be as well. I said that I'm shocked at the numbers considering the divorce rumors. You know, there's still these rumors that Michelle and Barack are not doing well. And so I said the only thing that could really make sense here is that the Obama hype was as superficial as the Kamala hype. I don't think Kamala was that popular. I never thought she did. Was, I should say. I think that the DNC and the media really hyped her up. It made it seem like she was so cool and popular. Because even right now, where is she right now? I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you. Now, of course, after you run, you probably do want to take a vacation and take a break. But I would have thought that I would see her on, you know, NBC or Face the Nation and, you know, kind of just talking about, you know, currently what's going on, whether it's with Trump or Elon Musk. But who knows? Maybe she's declined to do that. But it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of people still rallying behind her or around her. Whereas, you know, when in 2020, when Joe Biden won, I mean, Trump didn't really go away. And of course, he had a lot of people still saying, you better not give up this fight. I don't see that on the other side of the aisle. I don't see anybody saying, yeah, Kamala, you're still in this. Don't give up. I don't see it. Maybe it's too early. I don't know. I did want to announce Don Jr. has endorsed Congressman Byron Donalds for governor in Florida. Remember, he's most likely going to take on Casey DeSantis. I also wanted to note that the polling that came out 2 days ago shows that Byron Donalds is up by 22 points over Casey DeSantis. A lot of people are very worried that this is going to be a very close call. And I don't know. I can't quite see it, but I don't live in Florida. But according to Florida residents, Casey DeSantis is very popular. So we'll continue to watch that, of course. And Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, he says that the CR does not have the votes in the Senate. I did note that on my little tease that I posted on social media this morning. It's interesting because, and I can tell you this from knowing personally, members of Congress, those in the House, they already left. They're long gone. I know for a fact that there was a member of the House on a flight to Cancun, Mexico yesterday. So as far as, you know, the House is concerned, the CR is just fine. Now, Senator Rand Paul said he is also not voting for the CR. Many Democrats said that they are not voting for the CR. We'll continue to watch and see if they have the votes. But I don't think the House can come back to, you know, and get it taken care of if there is, you know, of course, there's that threat of the government shutdown. Chuck Schumer has also made comments that he's fine with the shutdown. Usually that's Democrats are usually yelling at us, saying that a shutdown is never okay. So now they're on the other side of this. You see how things change? You see how those tables turn when it's on the other side? I know I do. I see it. I did want to go back to the poll because some of you are partaking and I appreciate you. When you go to WCBM.com, the poll question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think Governor Wes Moore will sign the business tax into law? You got 88% right now saying yes, 12% saying no. Again, it still has to get through the House and the Senate. Honestly, if I were to guess, I would guess that Governor Moore would put it to the side and then not sign it at all, making it law. That's what I believe he would do. I believe he would want to act like he didn't touch it, because obviously he has aspirations to run for the Oval Office. He wants to act like he didn't touch it, but it will still go into law because we don't have the money. We do not have the money. Let's see. I've got Bob and Glenn Burney. He says a text in. He says, Moore can balance the budget immediately. He can cancel Kerwin and the red line. Neither one is needed. That is absolutely true, Bob. And you know what's so interesting about the red line one? It's not that he's trying to build the red line. He wants to spend millions of dollars to study it, as if we haven't been studying it for the last 10, 12 years, right? That's what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. I did want to bring this audio to you, and it's a bit lengthy. It's a bit lengthy. But it is bringing signs of DEI into the aviation world, okay? We were talking about this with the NTSB update. And we were talking about the fact that President Trump, J.D. Vance, and the Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, had said that it is because of DEI that we saw that aircraft collision at Reagan National Airport. Well, this audio clip is now going viral, and his name is Shelton Snow, and he worked for the FAA. And apparently, he was giving answers to the test that you take to be an air traffic controller. He was giving the answers to people of color and women because he wanted to make sure that white men were not hired at the FAA. But we're told that that doesn't happen, right? We're told that that kind of racism doesn't exist. It's not true. I'm just stirring the pot. Well, take a listen for yourself.
Washington Suburban Associate members, brothers and sisters, listen. It's been a really busy time for me these past 4 days. I know that each of you are eager, very eager, to apply for this job vacancy announcement. And trust, after tonight, you will be able to do so. I am asking that you give me another 15 or 16 hours. Allow me to go to work and come home, provide you with an email that will be extremely crucial in the opening stages of this hiring process. There are some valuable pieces of information that I have taken a screenshot of, and I'm going to send that to you via email. Trust and believe it will be something that you will appreciate to the utmost. Keep in mind, we are trying to maximize your opportunities, and I'm doing the very best that I can with the time that I'm given. Today, when I get off at 11 o'clock, the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to finish out that email. I'm going to send it to each of you. And as you progress through the stages, refer to those images so that you will know which icons you should select. Now, I have a good mind to send it to one of my HR representatives first and give them the opportunity to sign off on it before you actually click it. But in the sake of time, I'm going to send it directly to you because I'm about 99.99% sure that it's exactly how you need to answer each question in order to get through the first phase. People have been getting rejection notices, and those rejection notices have been coming after about 24 to 36 hours after clicking submit. And I want to avoid that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our time and we're going to make sure that everything that we click on, and you're going to even have to go back to your resume and make some changes because one of our members and I have caught something, and we want to go back and we want to fine-tune those details. And I guarantee that will give us the very best feeling that we could ever get in applying for this job. VRAs, those that have received tentative offer letters, we want you to apply for this job anyway. Messages came back saying do not give the agency an opportunity to say they never gave you one. So apply for it anyway. For everyone else, stand by to stand by. Later on this evening, when I get home, I'm going to finish those emails, and then I'm going to go back to planning for the Black History Month program, and then I'm going to process all new members' enrollment forms, and then I'm going to send out my emails to the managers of the FAA regional headquarters and thanking them for my visit. And then I'm going to get back to handling some important business for the VRAs. I think we may have an opportunity, VRAs, to do something that others probably would find impossible. I found that answer talking to people in HR. So give me an opportunity to do what I need to do this evening, and I guarantee after that you will be able to apply for this job. Thanks a lot. God bless.
All right. That was Shelton Snow. Okay. Now, here's the post that goes along with this. It says, DEI activist is allegedly caught promising to share exam answers with minority air traffic controller candidates. And this audio was obtained by the Daily Mail. Okay, so the Daily Mail says that now they have the audio of Shelton Snow promising to give test answers for an aviation entry exam. Shelton says, there are some valuable pieces of information that I have taken a screenshot of, and I'm going to send that to you via email. This is what he could be heard saying. He says, I'm about 99.99% sure that is exactly how you need to answer each question. Now, this scandal went viral years ago. However, the audio proof appears to be new. Snow was an air traffic operations supervisor based out of New York. The Daily Mail reports that the information was given to black people, women, and other minorities, but kept from whites to, quote, this is Shelton Snow's quote, minimize white competition, end quote. A former National Black Coalition of Federal Aviation Employees member says he knows multiple people who cheated on that entry exam and are controlling planes as we speak. This goes along with what we were talking about yesterday. And people said, Kim, how could you possibly know DEI was involved? As I mentioned before, you could say that President Trump could jump the gun. We know his personality. You could say that. But when you had VP J.D. Vance and the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, who is a journalist, by the way, a journalist by trade, okay? When you have both of those guys joining the president in the White House press briefing room to say that it is absolutely DEI, in their opinion, on the air traffic collision that you saw at Reagan National Airport, I believe it 100%. And if it comes down to the fact that now this is all coming out, if those in that air traffic control room were part of this scandal with Shelton Snow giving them the answers, even though they didn't really know how to answer those questions with that aviation entry program, guess what? Guess what? And I guarantee you, if this audio is being known now to the public, it's being released now, I guarantee you they already know. They already know who is who, and they're already doing thorough investigations. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And so we'll continue to follow this. Again, that was released by the Daily Mail just yesterday. The guy's name is Shelton Snow. If you want to take a look at it and look it up for yourself, there was more to this story, the scandal, I should say. But you're gonna have to search that out. Obviously, I can't release 20 minutes of audio here, but there's more audio out there. If you want to take a listen to it, you can definitely check it out. But remember, even after the aircraft collision, at Reagan National, remember there were two air traffic controllers that were fired immediately. But it wasn't for this whole thing with the DEI. It wasn't for that. It was because they shared videos and photos that were not supposed to be shared publicly. Do you remember that? That we saw all these different angles of that collision. And apparently there were two air traffic controllers that sold those videos and photos to CNN and some other network. And they were fired for doing that because that was supposed to just be in the possession of the NTSB at that point, and most likely the FBI. So we'll continue to follow this, of course, but this is kind of where we are. And this is why DEI and this conversation of hiring people based on gender, sexual orientation, or, race, it's not helpful whatsoever. But there are people out here like this that will go above and beyond and help people cheat to get in these positions. Now, am I saying that's absolutely what happened at Reagan National? No, I'm not saying it's absolutely because of Shelton Snow, but we'll find out, won't we? When we get back, I do want to just discuss really quickly what's going on at Columbia University.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age? It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, WCBM listeners can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, to speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or visit res-q.com and enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal won't last long. Go to res-q.com now and use the code MYENERGY. That's MYENERGY to grab Rescue Orasine with buy one, get one free savings. Stay energized. Stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, Pete Hegseth says the Department of Defense does not do climate change crap anymore.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It was 1987. All right, all right, all right. You know, I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about tomorrow because it looks like there's a lot going on in Annapolis again today, so... hold on to your seats. You know what's so crazy, too? It's like our lives depend on, you know, the select few, but many of us did not select them. And we're just sitting here like, please stop making my life so miserable. But I'm sure we'll be talking about what's going on in Annapolis, excuse me, tomorrow. And then also what happens in a Senate here with the CR vote. We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. I did want to note Columbia University's campus. There are a lot of people still discussing this arrest of this green card holder. This green card holder, Mr. Khalil, he was arrested because, of course, they're saying that he was the one that was really pushing for violence at one of these protests on Columbia University campus. Now, it did come out that he was a graduate. And he has a wife and a kid on the way, and he's a green card holder. And some people are debating whether or not he should be deported. But President Trump has made it very clear that if you're on campus, yes, you can peacefully protest. But when you start to threaten people and harass individuals, and then it's gone too far, and if you are not an American citizen, you can be deported. Well, the young lady went on Fox News yesterday to talk about what it looks like on Columbia University campus now. And she did mention that half of the Columbia University's enrollment is now foreign students. And she said some of them are like people like Mahmoud Khalil, who has spent all of his time agitating in support of Hamas terrorists. Take a listen.
Over half of Columbia's enrollment is foreign students, and they're the ones, of course, who pay full tuition. Yeah. And so of the general studies student population. And that raises two questions. One, why is the American taxpayer, the Free Press reported that, you know, $400 million in federal grants have been yanked. Why are American taxpayers paying to educate people who aren't Americans? And two, it raises this question about immigration and which way the cultural exchange is going.
Mm-hmm. So the other day, 2 days ago, I do believe, right? This is Wednesday. So I think on Monday, Harvard froze hiring.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that? How do you read that?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of these federal grants go to the hard sciences. So the professors who are supporting the protesters, supporting, BDS resolutions, saying, you know, screw it to the administration, they're not the ones who are going to get pinched by the fact that Trump is pulling grant funding. So you're going to see a civil war within the universities of the serious researchers saying, hey, we just want to do our research. We don't want to get, in this, fight with the administration over this, versus the ones who say, no, this is the hill we're going to die on.
Okay, and that young lady is Susie Weiss. She's with the Free Press reporter. And she's with the Free Press as a reporter. I'm sorry about that. I had her name, but then I didn't have it in front of me. But she was sitting down there with Fox News and talking about Columbia University and some of these universities that receive a large portion of taxpayer dollars. We did hear about the $400 million that was yanked from Columbia University. And I just wanted to state today that I'm happy that it was yanked. I had no idea. Like, of course, I knew that these protests were happening and I knew that there were kids that were being harassed. And that's beyond peaceful protesting. But I don't want to pay for that. I don't want to pay for it at all. So I'm glad that it's being yanked. And we'll continue to watch and see what happens. Hopefully things calm down on some of these campuses. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. And to all of you, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. Like I said, we'll talk more about what's going on in Annapolis. And, of course, on Capitol Hill.